The Didsbury Memorial Complex, where we are set for puck drop in round number two of the Heritage Junior Hockey League playoffs. It is the number two seed Mountain View Colts in the Northern Division taking on the Rocky Rams, ranked number three. Should be great atmosphere, should be great hockey here for the playoffs, Corey.
I am so excited about this, Baron. We had so much fun. I want to say, was it the Airdrie series last year? Was just
Three
an
Hills
absolute
as
wild
well, yeah.
And Three Hills. Just so much fun last year in the Heritage Junior Hockey League playoffs, and we're excited for this one. These two teams could not be more evenly matched. The Colts, a little more even scoring throughout the lineup, and the Rams are going to be relying on the big guns up front.
We are underway in the playoffs here for Mountain View Colts. They've got possession out of their own zone with the captain, Peyton Rothenbusch. Gets a touch over the red line, loses it immediately to Jake Smith, second leading scorer in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Will start the breakout up ice. It's quickly negated, however. The Colts have possession again with Rothenbusch. Cross ice speed. Here is Barrett with a little bit of opportunity to break it out. Not quite doing so, as Barnett just couldn't make that pass go for him. Smith is back to collect the puck behind his own goal. Starting goaltender tonight for the Mountain View Colts, Brock Lott, picks up the start after joining the team midway through the season. And on the other side of things, it's going to be Zayden Hansen getting the start for the Rocky Rams. Meanwhile, Colts out of their own zone with Smith. Barrett now plays it up the wall. That one is turned over. Back the other way. Rocky looking to enter. Harassed at the line before cleanly getting over. Now it's Rothenbusch in the neutral zone trying to poke it forward for Saunders, who takes a big hit but makes the collision work there. Saunders still slow to get up. Now he's back on his feet. And now he's back in pursuit of Christensen. Reed Christensen, leading scorer in the Heritage Junior Hockey League, carries it into the offensive zone for Rocky but quickly loses the puck. Back the other way is Mitch McDermott. Left wing side, looking for a lane, found one up the wing. Now a centering pass, looking for it is Richardson. Couple of Colts couldn't find it. Parks was involved, but Richardson still in possession. Offensive zone, a touch pass back to Leischer. High slot, fires one on, and that's a pad save by Hansen. Kicked into the... Going to go after it, and the lone forechecker is Hayden Parks in pursuit. He can't quite pick up the puck. Colts are caught in a change here as Lambie's going to touch up the puck, and it's going to be too many men for Mountain View. Pretty textbook call there, and looks like the Rams are going to go to the first power play of the night.
Yeah, this is exactly what we said shouldn't happen for the Mountain View Colts tonight. They've got some very special weapons on the Rocky Rams roster that you cannot let loose. Reed Christensen is one of those that you just can't let run around out there. And when they've got the extra man, it is very scary. Jake Smith, the other one, two heavy-duty scorers, about 145 points between the two of them, and only about 60 games played. It's just crazy. So we'll see what they do. Jake Smith is going to be centering this line, and I believe that's Christensen on the left wing.
We played just over 2 minutes of action here at the DMC. Colts about to go to their first PK action of the evening as the timekeeper's just getting things sorted out here. Rams had the 7th-ranked power play in the Heritage Junior Hockey League this season, 18.5%. They scored 33 power play goals, however, so like you say, Corey, they can put the puck in the back of the net.
They can for sure. The Colts have got a great penalty kill, though, and that's kind of the equalizer here. They have been very good. The goaltending has been good. Brock Lott has showed very well for the Colts in his limited time on the roster.
Rothenbusch, the captain, is in to take, and he'll win it back. The Colts will get an exit off of that. In pursuit now is Stephen Bell, going after the defenseman in Weimer. Forces him to turn around. Now an outlet, and up the ice comes Rocky with room to maneuver in the neutral zone. Touch pass forward. Office will take it over the blue line. Scored here in his last outing. Now a centering pass for Smith. Smith slides it over. One-timer, and that one is denied. I'm sure if it's blocked or if Locke got a piece of that one. Meanwhile, the puck will stay in the offensive zone. Rocky looking for it with Office. Out to the point man he goes. Humphrey will keep it alive. Now keeps it over for Smith. Smith waits it out, fires one on, rebound from Lott, fighting it off, a couple efforts, and they score. The Rams go up one. It's Hoffis.
Tucked it in on the short side there. I think Lott lost sight of that puck. Didn't know where it was, and they managed to slip it past them. This is a tough start for the Colts for sure.
It is going to be Tristan Hoffus with his first postseason goal, and the Rams have the lead. It might count as a, yeah, it will count as a power play goal here as well. So exactly what we didn't want to see from the keys of the game, of course, and that's come back to hurt the Colts down 1-0 early in this playoff game. We've still yet to play 5 minutes here at the DMC. Meanwhile, here comes Rocky looking for more offense. The Rams have won 5 straight games heading into the playoffs as well. It should be noted, Wilson keeps it in on the backhand. He'll get it behind Brock Lott. He'll watch that puck go around the corner as McDermott will pick it up. Tries to outlet it right wing side. Doesn't have an option, and then will lose the puck in the neutral zone as Rocky gets it right back in. Lott's out to stop it. He'll wrap it around the wall now. Here's Jay Heistad. Can't grab the puck. Wilson will find it at the point. Fires one on, looking for a redirect, but couldn't quite find one. Physical play in the corner. Mitch McDermott involved. So too is a couple of Rocky players. It's Tanner Austin looking to get it around. Up the wall is Hirsch looking to dink it away. He can't quite do so. Rocky will get there first with Christensen, who fires into the opposite corner. Battle for it now. Hansen on the puck. That's Taylor Hansen for Rocky. Gets it for Reed Christensen. Christensen out of the corner now, looking to set up his man at the point. Here's Weimer. Wines fires. Big rebound out front. It's still loose. Both teams looking for it, and the Colts will clear it away with Stoddard. Stoddard's clear is all the way out of the zone. In fact, this one's going to go 2 red lines, even a blue line, but won't quite make it for icing as Jane Heistad is in pursuit in the offensive zone. Some physical play there on his man, and good running, weighs that off and gets the puck around the boards, trying to outlet it. The Rams looking to find the puck here. That pass in behind Christensen, otherwise he would have been away in the neutral zone. However, the Rams forced to come back in their own zone, and now a long pass up the ice is going to be an icing call against Rocky. 15:50 to go here in the first.
We're still waiting to get some official scoring on that goal. We do believe that it was Hoffus who got it. We're going to see Tristan Hoffus from Jake Smith, and Caleb Andrew is going to be the official scoring on that goal.
Colts down 1-0 here at the DMC in their first playoff game of 2024. Off the scramble, Parks found it. He fires one on. Hansen with the save. Rebound collected by Mountain View. Here's Parks again. Parks fans on this shot. Will just dump it to the corner now, looking for Cohen Richardson. Richardson bumped off the puck now. Looking for it is Christensen, and the Rams will get it past the blue line in pursuit. Now here comes Burnett. Burnett is in the races for it. Crashes into Brock Lott. Big collision. The net is off. And it looks like there won't be too much of a dust up here, as both sides will collect themselves and we'll have an offense or a neutral or a defensive zone draw for Mountain View.
It was the third of them, yeah, for sure. That puck looked like it was going in, but they blew the whistle very, very quickly as the player crashed into the goaltender, but he did kind of tuck that one far side. But they were quick to blow that whistle as the goaltender was getting run into, and so it is going to remain a 1-0 score. 6-2 the shots on goal in favor of Rocky right now. No question, they are dominating this hockey game.
Simon Leishner in to take the draw. Scramble for it. Jake Smith had it in his feet, but eventually digging it out is Smith. Up the wing he goes for Parks. Parks touches for Cohen Richardson. Richardson on the backhand trying to send it back to the slot. That one's gathered by Jake Smith in the defensive effort. Now on the backhand, he'll try to get it off the glass. Can't quite get that one past Smith. However, Smith is bowled over, and now in pursuit comes Jake Smith. Smith is caught up offside, though, has to check back in. Meanwhile, here's Simon Leishner to advance for Mountain View. We'll touch it forward. Richardson couldn't quite connect with Hayden Parks at the blue line. It's turned over. Rocky has possession. They'll send it through the middle, and now collecting is Jake Smith. Looks to get around his man, but quickly stopped up by Rock. Now a neutral zone pass for Hayden Parks. Right wing side will fire a long shot through. That one is blocked. Looks like it hurt the Rocky defender. Parks still with a second effort, a centering play. That one is collected at the point here by Labbe. Labbe will keep it alive, gets it down low, left wing side, looking to get a cycle going. However, Rocky pokes it away, and now back at their own end is Mountain View with Rock. Up the wing he goes, looking to get a touch pass there from Hewitt. Does exactly that, and in pursuit is Kai Biggin, and forced to cover up there is Hansen. The Colts have won an offensive zone draw out of that.
And, you know, the two guys that I really want to keep a close eye on for the Mountain View Colts tonight are Stephen Bell, the veteran, who's in his final season and wants to go out on a high, and then the rookie at the other end of things, Cohen Richardson. Those two guys have provided a ton of offense for the Mountain View Colts this season, and I'm really excited to see how both of those players perform this series.
Corbin Rain to take the draw for Mountain View. He's won that draw. A bit of a scramble after it, however. Both sides looking for it now, and Rocky out of their left wing corner looks to outlet but can't quite do so. Ray got in the way of that centering pass, and now it's Biggin behind the net digging away, and now we've got a call from behind the play for a hand pass. So this draw is going to come out into the neutral zone, and that negates the offensive pressure from Mountain View.
14:08 to go. Let's mention Olds Fertilizer and Agri-Services, our title sponsor again this season. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That's and Olds Fertilizers and Agri Services. They are proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts.
So now we're seeing some line matching here in the playoffs. It's the big group of Reed Christensen being matched up with Stephen Bell, Peyton Rothenbush, and Aiden Saunders back in the lineup after picking up an injury in the late part of the season. Meanwhile, in the offensive zone, the Colts have pushed it forward. In pursuit is Peyton Rothenbush together with Stephen Bell, left wing corner, digging away at that puck, but Rocky is going to free it up first. Collecting a check there was Christensen for his effort. Can't quite break it out cleanly. And now he's forced back into his own zone. Back up that same wing. Beautiful move by Reed Christensen. Now he's away to the races. Two-on-two action here. Long shot from the right wing side. He'll miss the target. That puck wraps around the boards and out. Rocky back to collect in the neutral zone. Poking away at that puck was Rothenbush. Couldn't poke it forward. Now both teams reaching for it. Here's McDermott who wins possession, but quickly has that knocked off his stick. Centering pass is knocked down by Saunders, but eventually gathered by Rocky, and over the line they come. Here's an opportunity with Smadley. He fires one wide. Collecting is Rocky. They'll wrap it around the boards, looking to set something out. Madeline once again centers, loose puck in the slot, firing away is Burnett, and collecting it is Brock Lott. He's seen enough. He'll hang on with 13:12 to go in the first.
Yeah, when you're getting, you know, a lot of shots on goal right now, I don't want to say they're pumping Lott right now, but they are definitely getting a ton of shots on net. Every whistle is a good whistle right now if you're Brock Lott. Just slow things down and give your chance a team to win a faceoff and see if they can get a breakout going.
Defensive zone draw is going to be Tanner Austin's to collect on the backhand. He'll win that draw. Looking for some help from his D-men. Barnett's going to gather it. Nice pass out. Jay Heistad has it. Bank pass for Tanner Austin. Austin now in the neutral zone. Kind of turned around there. Had the puck in his skates. Looking for it, but so too is Goodrunning. Goodrunning will advance the puck for Hansen on the backhand. Trying to chip it by Barnett. Couldn't quite do so, but Goodrunning gets in the way and intercepts. A centering pass there for an open Hansen in the middle. Couldn't quite connect, and now gathering it again is Rocky. They'll get it down low. Looking to set things up on the cycle. There is Tanner Austin getting in the way of that pass. However, he collects the check. Now will look to go up the left wing side. Connects to Jay Heistad, who gets bumped off the puck. But Hirsch is in pursuit now, going after it. Offensive zone bumped into by the linesman there. Tough break for Mountain View. Have to turn around and go get it. Johnson, who gains the zone for Rocky. Rocky needs a change here. This will leave a little bit of room for the Colts to break it out. Rock's pass is a good one to Tanner Austin. They'll gain the zone. Austin goes off for a change. Meanwhile, in pursuit is Jay Heistad, who levels a pretty heavy hit on his man in the corner. Rocky still has possession, though, with Jake Smith. Lost it by Hoffis, however. Now collecting Mountain View. A pass up the wing is for Richardson. Richardson, right wing side. Turns, button hooks. A centering pass is intercepted by Hoffis. And Hoffis will collect it and send it up the wing. Racing after this one is Rock, and he'll earn an icing call for his efforts with 11:54 to go in the first.
And the Colts still struggling really to find some kind of offensive consistency right now. They haven't had very many good breakouts. I think they've had one or two in the game so far where they've been able to kind of rush with numbers over the Rocky line. But for the most part, it's been coming back the other way, and they're just trying to kind of stem the tide.
8 days ago is the Mountain View Colts took a 4-1 lead here at the DMC, only to watch Rocky score four unanswered, and win 5-4. Here comes Jake Smith back the other way for Rocky. Good defensive play by Blake Stoddard to break that up. McDermott has it now with a little bit of room to outlet. He'll send it up the wing. Going after it is Richardson. It's batted down, however, by Rocky. Outlet pass through the neutral zone. Hoffis is going to chip at that one. The lone goal scorer so far tonight. He'll go off for a change. Meanwhile, back in his own zone. Nice skating there from Blake Stoddard to miss a couple of checks. We'll get that pass across for Simon Leishner. Those two having troubles getting out. Now a long shot from Weimer is turned aside by Lott. Gathered by Mountain View. Here's Richardson looking to spring Leishner. Couldn't quite do so, and it'll come all the way to the goaltender Hansen, who thought about covering up, but likes to play it here, and Rocky will get it out of their zone. Leishner finds it at the neutral zone, however, and gets it right back down low. It's Rocky will try to get the quick breakout themselves. However, that one chipping up and no icing called against them, so a bit of a break. Meanwhile, the Colts have to break out. Nice pass out for Hewitt. Hewitt has it. He fires. That one's wide of the target. Going after it. Big and on the ricochet. We'll keep it alive. Corbin Ree out to Smith now at the point. A blocker saved by Hansen. Colts looking for some offense here. In pursuit, offensive zone, left wing side. Both teams chipping away. Eventually, it squirts into the neutral zone. Picking it up now is Barnett. He'll get it through the middle. A nice touch pass for Biggin. No icing there. Colts can go after it with Corbin Ray. In pursuit, but a quick outlet pass by Rocky. And they're moving up the ice already with Timotli. over the line. He's got it chipped in deep. Rock Lott's going to stop it behind his own goal. Backhand reverse play up the wall looking for Hewitt. He was tied up with his man, however. Ray has to come in and help him, and Ray will get it to an open wing for Kai Began. Left wing side, looks to center it through the middle. This one could be enough for icing, in all likelihood will be an icing call, and it is an icing call against the Colts. 10:07 remaining here in the first.
This line desperately needs a change. I feel like Carter Hewitt's been out there for about 2 minutes right now, and that's going to be a crucial thing for the Colts tonight. His long shifts are not going to be your friend at all. Like, they need to have shorter shifts. I don't understand why this line's not going for a change right now. They've been out there forever.
Can't change on icing.
Oh, right, so they've got to go back. That's Carter Hewitt's breathing through his mouth right now. He is gassed.
Here we go. Rockies won the faceoff. Long shot comes through from Wilson. However, that's steered aside by Lott. That was a tricky one. A knuckler comes into the corner now. Looking for it is Christensen out to the point man. Long shot through is blocked. Wilson will gather now the right wing side, and he'll get it down below Lott. D to D play here from Mountain View. That's quickly broken up. However, some relentless forechecking there. Good work by Humphrey to break up that action. Meanwhile, the Colts have managed to find the puck, and an exhausted Carter Hewitt is going to get it over the red line, get it deep, and pull off for a change. Fresh legs come out there, desperately needed from Mountain View. Long pass up the wing, almost intercepted at the blue line by Peyton Rothenbusch, however, not. Back the other way now, Jake Smith. Smith looks to make the move around his man, sends him flying. Couple of Colts bounce off Smith. The centering pass now is through the legs of Hoffis, and now back the other way, here comes Stephen Bell. Left wing side, looks to make a move himself, has done so successfully around one man. A centering pass, and a great save by Hansen. Picking up the loose change is Bell, and he looks to tuck it home, just misses wide. The best action of the night so far for Mountain View. Here's a centering pass the other way for Rocky, and that's going to be too hot to handle. An icing call coming up, so a good opportunity with an offensive zone faceoff coming up.
You think Stephen Bell wants to make some noise in his final season of junior hockey eligibility? My goodness, what a rush from him. Blew by two guys, almost tucked one in short side, managed to get the pass across the crease. They got a little tap on the far side, weren't able to convert it.
Here's Labbe off that faceoff win by Mountain View, in and out of the glove of Hansen, but he'll quickly find the loose puck and cover up for another offensive zone draw.
Right idea by Labbe. Got one about midway up and hoping to get a deflection there, and they weren't quite able to get the redirect. Didn't even have a body in front of the net really to pick up that rebound. So unfortunately nothing there, but they're still going to have a faceoff in the offensive zone are the Colts, and that's going to be coming up after the media timeout that we're sitting in right now, and they're going to have a chance to have a little bit of a chat here. They're not going to draw anything up, but Coach Dan Visser has got all the boys kind of gathered around right now, and he's giving them a bit of a pep talk. So they're going to have something dialed up, I'm sure, for this offensive zone faceoff. They'll be coming to the blocker side of the goaltender Zayden Hansen here in the offensive zone. Curious if they keep the same line out there, Berender, if they're going to maybe mix it up here now that they've got the whistle. You can give these guys a shot of water and go, right? You've got your big offensive weapons out there.
It's going to take something special to beat Zayden Hansen. Had an outstanding season, played 18 games this year, 9-6, two shutouts. That is tied for third best in the North Division, and a save percentage of .896. Anytime you get around that 900 mark in Junior B hockey, you are doing something right.
Well, he split time with a couple of goaltenders this year for Rocky. They never really settled on a goalie, same as Mountain View did.
Offensive zone draw here, post-media timeout for Mountain View. A scramble off that one. It was Rothenbusch, but unable to draw that one back. Now it's Rocky in possession, looking to break it out, but quickly getting in the way of that is Peyton Rothenbusch, but Rocky will eventually gather off the glass and out. There's Blake Stoddard in the neutral zone, taps it across, looking for Stephen Bell. Not a clean pass for him. Check made there by McDermott. Colts looking for the puck here, just kind of sending it up the wall. Now the Rocky Rams will get it. They'll send it back down low. Lott's out of his blue paint to play this one. Aaron pass by Lott. Picked up by Hansen. Fires one on. Colts a little sleepy right now. To Matley, looking for the puck in the offensive zone. He's pinned up against the boards. There's a heavy hit laid by Peyton Rothenbusch, and that is going to draw a call. Hard to ignore that one for the official standing right next to him, and the Colts are going to go shorthanded for the second time today.
Yeah, was that numbers out on that too? That's a tough one that's going to get called every time, and as the captain, you don't want to be spending time in the box. We talked about this at the outset. Pretty much the worst thing the Colts could do to themselves was spend the night in the box and give all of this offensive firepower a chance to work. One for one on the power play already, and now getting their second chance.
It was Tomatley. In front of me was Hoffis with the first goal of the game. Of course, Tristan Hoffis snuck one by Brock Lott, and now back to the power play go the Rams. Looking for some offensive zone action here as it's the scramble off the draw, eventually gathered by Smith over to Mofford. Mofford will fire one on. And that one is steered aside by Lawton to the corner. Now looking for it is Rocky, digging away at that puck. Looking for it is Jones. Out it comes now. Point man in Mofford. Looks slide across for Smith. Had a hard time with it. Does connect, however, and a big one-time blast is blocked from Humphrey. Now a centering pass out for Smith. He's at the high slot. Pinballing puck all over the place. Colts looking for it with Parks in a battle. Won that battle on the backhand. He can't get it by Smith. Smith holds the zone. Keeps the offensive line for Rocky with Hoffis. Across ice feed is intended for Humphrey. Humphrey looking to pull the trigger. It's back to Hoffis, who scores. A well-executed power play, beautiful passing. It's 2-0 Rocky.
Same thing as the first goal. Hoppus on the short side, they found him alone down low, and he was able to put that one up over the shoulder of Brock Lott, who's not a particularly big goaltender, so when he goes down into the butterfly, there's a lot of room up top, and that is exactly what Hoppus just found.
Rocky Rams with two power plays, two power play goals, and a two-goal lead here. 7:28 to go in the first period, and the Colts down a couple here on home ice for game number one of the Heritage Junior Hockey League playoffs. Looking for a little bit of an answer here after two power play goals. There's a big collision at center ice, and now the gloves are going to drop with Jay Heinstead. He's tied up with his man. It looks like that's to Notley involved. Big tilt right at center ice over the Colts logo. Couple of rights thrown by Heinstead, who goes down in the end, but a spirited tilt at the DMC.
I mean, Heisted had the right idea, I think, but he ate a bunch of punches in that fight. He did his best to stay in it. Heisted's not a big guy. He's a bit of a pit bull.
I beg your pardon, that's Johnson who goes off, but that was a heck of a tilt at center ice. I believe that was Johnson who ate the cross check from Jay Heisted right off the faceoff, and then before you know it, the gloves are off.
Yeah, I mean, good on Jay Heisted, not a big guy, and he jumped in there to answer a bell. But, yeah, he ate a few in that one for sure.
You got to love it, though. You got to love the effort, playoff hockey, being willing to do something like that for your team, trying to generate a spark. We mentioned it right before the 2-0 goal. Just looked like there was nothing in the legs. There was no energy, and something like that can really rally the troops. We'll see how the response is here for the Colts. We'll see what comes out of it, as well as it looks like we're going to stay at 5-on-5 based on the war pad down there.
Yeah, I think we're just going to get a couple of 5 for fightings and some unsportsmanlikes.
Well, they're looking for a Rocky Ram to come and serve, so it could be a potential Mountain View Colts power play here coming up, so we'll see what comes out of it.
Still waiting on the official scoring of that goal, too. We don't have the scoring announcements here that we normally get in these games.
It's going to be an offensive zone draw, whatever it is, for the Mountain View Colts, and it looks like it will, in fact, be a power play coming up here. We'll see if they can get that on the board and get clarification for us broadcasters, of course, but just 4 Rams out there as well, so it looks like it's going to be the Colts with a perfect opportunity to try to answer back after two power play goals by Rocky has propelled them to a 2-0 lead here in Game 1. It is a power play coming up for Mountain View. Peyton Rothenbusch is here to take the draw. He's flanked by Hayden Parks as well as Carter Hewitt, but it's the Rams who win this faceoff, and they'll get it out. Stephen Bell is on the point. He's got possession, and he'll take it in behind Brock Lott. Looking to pick up some speed. Here he comes, winding through the neutral zone. Right wing side, Stephen Bell carries it over, puts the brakes on, will slide the puck around, wrap it around the wall for Hayden Parks. Left wing side, he'll gather. Down low for Hewitt. Hewitt, touch pass out for Parks, and Parks fires it over. Excellent chance generated by the Colts. Stephen Bell will pick up the loose puck. He'll gather over to Parks. Parks now, left wing side. Top of the circle, Bell, touch pass back for Parks. Parks has a lane, trying to find a backdoor man, and Peyton Rothenbusch couldn't connect. That puck is gathered by Bell, slides it over. Here's Rothenbusch. Sharp angle pass intended for Hewitt is blocked. The Rams have possession, and they almost get it out there at the blue line, and now Smith will help that puck over and get the clear. A minute of power play time remaining here for the Colts, their first man advantage of the evening. It's Hewitt, he'll take it over the blue line, connects to Rothenbusch. Rothenbusch, beautiful pass for Bell, and Bell is poke-checked by Hansen. Excellent goaltending, and that mitigates this chance for probably the deadliest player for the Mountain View Colts. Puck sent down the length of the ice. Colts have to regroup here with about 45 seconds of power play time remaining. Second group is out there. Here comes Barrett from behind his own net. He'll gather and wheel it up the ice. Slides it over for Corbin Ray. The big man takes it in left wing side. Puts the brakes on in the corner. Will carry it back out top of the circle. Pass over. Richardson touches for Stoddard. Back to Richardson now. Richardson looking for a lane. That one is blocked. Into the corner it goes. Simon Leishner will gather. Out to Richardson. Point man. Over to Leishner. Leishner winds. Fires. That one is blocked. Trickles into the corner. The Rams looking for it. They can't get the clear as Corbin Ray picks up the loose change. Here's Ray. His pass a little too hot to handle there for Blake Stoddard, who's forced out of his zone and has to regroup in the neutral zone with just 5 seconds of power play time here. Stoddard will try to fire a shot on. It's blocked, collected by Saunders. Gingerly goes into the corner looking for Richardson. Richardson touches back for Stoddard. Stoddard looking to center it, and a loose puck out front, poked away by Hansen, eventually gathered by Rocky. They'll take it in behind their own net, looking to get it out now. Ray has two men pinned up behind the boards. One of them's Jake Smith, who manages to dig the puck out for Rocky and air it into center ice. Kai Biggin back to retreat at the logo for Mountain View. Looks to advance. Colts in the middle of a change here. Meanwhile, Jake Smith with a little bit of room to outlet for Reed Christensen. Here he comes. Leading scorer in the HHL. Fires a shot that's blocked. Eventually, he's taken into the corner. Barrett, who's going to collect now for Rocky. They get it out to the point man. Weimer gets it back down low here. Smith with a centering pass intended for Christensen over his stick. Here's good running now, who fires one wide of the target. A centering sweeping pass by Smith. And now here's a little bit of room for Aiden Saunders to work his way up. A two-on-one developing. Saunders will fire one on, and that's collected by Hansen. Puck was there for a minute for Kai Biggin, but he'll hold on and take the whistle with 4:10 remaining in this first period.
Yeah, the Colts have regained the lead in shots on goal. They now lead 13-11 in that category, but the all-important stat tonight is that the Rocky Rams are 2-for-2 on the power play, and the Colts are 0-for-1.
We've got an offensive zone draw coming up. Tanner Austin digging in to take this one, flanked by Carter Hewitt as well as Hirsch. And it's a scramble off the drum, but it's going to be Rocky who gets there first, and they'll lift it off the glass from Kyle Goodrunning. And that is intercepted and quickly turned up the ice by Mountain View. Tanner Austin's going after it now in the offensive zone. Look to connect there with Hirsch. Two little guys there for the Mountain View Colts. They'll get the cycle game going, however. Now a centering pass out. It's deflected to Smith, who fires one. And that hit a piece of equipment before getting to the net. Back the other way, and a quick two-on-one opportunity for Rocky. Here's Hoffis trying to slide one through, and a crucial interception by Harley Smith to take away that opportunity. A centering pass is an errant one from Mountain View. Andrew's going to have all sorts of time to get it back in for Rocky. Back to gather now. It's Emmett Barnett gets it across. Corbin Ray looking for a headband pass up the ice. He's got a good one. And collecting is Tanner Austin. Austin left wing side looking for an option. Couldn't get one towards the net. It's picked up by Rocky, but however, couldn't get it past the blue line as McDermott is going to stop it up, keeping the offensive zone possession alive here for Mountain View. Big man pinned up against the boards. That's good running. He's going to play it off the glass and out, but a little too much on this one. Could be an icing call. Will be an icing call against Rocky, and the Colts will get an offensive zone draw coming up with just 3:05 remaining in this first.
Gives us a chance to mention Buy Low Foods in Didsbury. Fresh, local, and here for the community because it's their community too. Buy Low Foods in Didsbury, proud to support Mountain View Colts hockey. As we get set up to go here, 3:05 left in this first period, and Rothenbusch digging in for this offensive zone faceoff. Off. It's going to be a draw, but they'll finally get this one back to the point, Bernd.
Here's Stephen Bell. We'll get it down low. Peyton Rothenbusch going after it. Digging away, going after it. There is Aiden Saunders. We'll chip it down low. Bell looking for it. Rothenbusch back to Bell. Bell centering pass out, and there's an opportunity for Saunders. And a beautiful save made by Zayden Hansen. Comes across and snakes that with the glove.
Unreal. Zayden Hansen followed that one from his blocker side to his glove side and had to kind of fall forward, and he caught that one on the way down. He's a big man, takes up a lot of room in that net. And they had a nice little pass, one-timer, fired that one on net, but he managed to glove that one down as he was falling forward. Huge save.
It's Aiden Saunders back in the lineup after suffering a shoulder arm injury back in January. It's good to have him back, of course. Meanwhile, it's Rocky who wins the defensive zone draw, gets it up the ice from Reed Christensen. We'll wrap it around the wall. Looking to get some offense started here with Jace Burnett, the affiliate player tonight, playing with the two big guys in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Meanwhile, it's Rocky who gives it up, and Colts had an opportunity the other way with Stephen Bell, but that puck was just out of his reach, blazing after it. But however, it's Rocky who's going to get after it first, an outlet. Now neutral zone play, a bit of ping-pong action here. Both teams turning it over. Now it's to Matley, who's got it in the offensive zone for Rocky. Matley on the backhand, didn't have a shot option, had to get it down low. Burnett now has a little bit of room, a little bit of thinking, and takes a massive hit there as well from Aiden Saunders. Here's Saunders now, who will gather the loose puck. Back up is Hayden Parks the other way. Parks puts it through the legs of the defender, now going towards the net for Hansen, but we've got a call behind the play. And who is this one going to go to? It's a slashing call coming down, and looks like it's going to be the Colts heading back to the power play.
Yeah, boy, do they ever need to click right now, Bernd. 1:56 to go in this first period, so they're going to, in theory, finish off the period on the power play, and they could desperately use to get on the board. You talk about a momentum changer. Again, going into the intermission, desperately need a goal right now.
Second power play unit is out there with Cohen Richardson, flanked by Aiden Saunders as well as Corbin Ray, but this draw is won by Rocky. Back the other way, one-on-one opportunity with Hoff. His toe drag move fires a shot that's wide of the target. Smith will collect, get it back down low. Gathering the puck now, here is Mountain View. 1:40 remaining in this period, 1:46 on the power play, and here comes Barnett now out of his zone. Leishner, left wing side, will take it over and into the offensive zone he goes. Left wing corner, trying to poke that ahead for Corbin Ray, who blows a tire. Both teams digging away at it. Smith's going to be the one who exits, however, for Rocky. Barnett has to collect once again. Slowly working his way up through the neutral zone. Over the red line, over the blue line now. Now skating through the middle, stops to the circles, slides off a check, and now he runs into a couple of Rocky players, loses the puck, but it's gathered by Ray. Ray back over for Barnett. Looking to send up some offense here. Gets it down low for Richardson. Richardson has his stick lifted by Humphrey. Back the other way, Jake Smith in a breakaway, but a beautiful defensive play by Aiden Saunders to get back and mitigate that opportunity. Colts looking a little sleepy here on the power play. Cross-ice pass for Carter Hewitt is unable to collect that one. It's Rocky gets there first, but that one ends up out of play. So we'll have a whistle here. 41 seconds remaining, but it just looks like the Colts can't get into rhythm.
Yeah, they're not clicking at all, Barron. I really would have expected this first game of playoffs at home, Saturday night in front of your rowdy barn, that they would have been just flying out of the gates, and it has not been that. Rocky's playing an incredible road game.
Hasn't been the period the Colts were looking for at all, who find themselves down 2-0 here. Still a bit of power play time remaining as they've got it in the offensive zone with Carter Hewitt. Hewitt now will leave it for Stephen Bell. Bell under some distress and has it bumped off his stick. Rothenbusch will collect, get it back for Hewitt. Hewitt back to Rothenbusch, now back to Rothenbusch on the point, and he's stripped of the puck, and that puck is sent the length of the ice, and Lott is forced to stop it down, but now there's only 10 seconds remaining in the period. We'll see if the Colts can get up ice one more time with Blake Stoddard. His long feed is connected to Peyton Rothenbusch. Rothenbusch on the forehand snaps one on, steered aside by Hansen, and that should do it for the first period of play. And the buzzer sounds, and it's the Mountain View Colts who find themselves in a 2-0 hole after 20 minutes of play. It's game one of this Heritage Junior Hockey League playoff series between the Colts and the Rocky Rams. We'll be back to recap that opening 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5.